Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, September 16th, and coming up in today's episode. Four deaths reported as yet another cloudburst hits Uttarakhand. AI-generated Annadurai video sparks political row ahead of Tamil Nadu elections scheduled for next year. Hospital manager arrested for alleged rape and then subsequent life threats of female staff in a Bengal hospital. And UN report claims Israel committed genocide in Gaza. At least four people have died with more than half a dozen still missing after intense flash floods struck the hill town of Dehradun late last night. A severe cloudburst struck Dehradun, Uttarakhand on Monday night, triggering widespread flooding and causing extensive damage to the area. Several houses in the Tapovan area were submerged, while the Sahastra Dhara and the IT park faced serious waterlogging. Multiple structures were seen submerged. The cloudburst led to a rapid swelling of the Karligad rivulet, which overflowed and caused the collapse of a vital bridge. Numerous properties along the riverbank suffered significant damage. Authorities have moved residents to safer locations now. Early in the morning, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami took to social media to confirm the situation, wherein he noted some shops have been damaged due to heavy rain in Sahastra Dhara, Dehradun. The district administration, SDRF and police are actively engaged in relief and rescue operations. Mr. Dhami also assured that he would personally monitor the developments closely. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Mr. Dhami over the phone to assess the situation. The Prime Minister assured full support from the central government, stating that the Union administration stands firmly with the state of Uttarakhand in this hour of disaster. Home Minister Amit Shah also held a conversation with the Chief Minister and promised every possible assistance from his ministry to aid relief efforts. The state has been suffering a lot lately due to such events like flash flood, cloudburst and so on as the monsoon is receding. District Magistrate Savin Bansal, Subdivisional Magistrate Kumkum Joshi and other officials visited the affected area during the night to oversee rescue operations. Mr. Bansal ordered rescue teams to search for two missing persons from that exact locations. Teams from NDRF, SDRF and PWD are on site with bulldozers to clear the debris. However, the visuals show there is a lot of debris and silt covering the area after the water passed on. Due to the ongoing emergency, the district administration has ordered the closure of all schools from class 1 to 12 in Dehradun. Subsequently, in another location, a truck was seen stranded as the water overflowed around it. There were several people standing on the truck, exact number unknown. As they waited for rescue, a sudden swelling of the water swept them away. The IMD has reported that Dehradun received 67 mm of rain per hour during the event, which, while intense, does not meet the official criteria for a cloudburst. Dr. Chandar Singh Tomar, head of IMD in Dehradun, explained this is classified as an extreme spell of heavy rain. An orange alert remains in effect until Wednesday morning, warning of further heavy rainfall in Dehradun and surrounding districts. Since June 1, Uttarakhand has recorded 22% more rainfall than normal, with some districts such as Bageshwar experiencing up to 239% surplus. Experts link these intense rainfalls to changes in air-mass interactions and broader climatic shifts, with some attributing the extreme weather to climate change. This event follows a similar cloudburst in August, which led to missing persons and damage in Chamoli district, underscoring the ongoing challenges posed by severe weather in the region. In West Bengal's East Midnapur district, a facility manager at Panchkula Super Speciality Hospital has been arrested following serious allegations of rape and criminal intimidation involving multiple women working at the hospital. The accused, identified as Zahir Abbas Khan, is alleged to have sexually assaulted several contractual ward attendants by calling them to his office and threatening them with job loss or death if they spoke out. The matter came to light after one of the women found the courage to file a formal police complaint with the Panchkula police. Police have confirmed Khan's arrest. He is expected to be produced in the court later in the day. The complainants, who all worked as ward attendants on contract, said the assaults had taken place over a period of time. Officials said the supervisors have demanded the strictest punishment for the accused. So far, there has been no official statement from the hospital administration regarding the incident. The arrest has triggered protests in the area. Locals gathered outside the police station demanding swift action and justice for the victims. The matter has also taken a political turn, as such matters tend to do. The Bharatiya Janata Party has alleged that Khan had considerable hinting at a possible link to the ruling party Trinamool Congress. In response, TMC leader Sheikh Samiruddin said the party has no connection with the accused. He described Khan as a fraud who had misused the party's name for personal gain. Uddin called the incident shameful and called for strict punishment. This case follows another high-profile incident last year involving rape and murder of a trainee doctor at Arjikar Medical College in Kolkata. The main accused in that case was a civic volunteer named Sanjay Roy, who was arrested. The investigation was later transferred to the Central Bureau of Investigation on the direction of Calcutta High Court. However, the victim's parents have expressed dissatisfaction with the investigation. They recently met CBI Director Praveen Sood in Delhi, raising concerns about the pace and direction of the case. On the one-year anniversary of the incident, the family held a protest rally titled Nabuna Abhiyan. The march ended in clashes with police after demonstrators attempted to move towards the state secretariat. The victim's mother alleged she suffered a head injury during the action. AI or artificial intelligence videos to attack political opponents are gradually becoming a staple of Indian election campaigns, with ethics and morality seemingly unimportant as the videos are artificial. Campaigning for the 2026 Tamil Nadu Assembly election took dramatic turn this week as actor-turned-politician Vijay's party, TVK, released a controversial AI-generated video featuring former Chief Minister C.N. Former and deceased Chief Minister C.N. Annadurai. In the clip, the digitally recreated voice and image of Annadurai appeared to criticize the DMK party he founded and endorsed Vijay as the rightful heir to his legacy. The 2.5-minute video portrays Annadurai praising the quote-unquote Annadurai, praising Vijay for his connection with the working class, declaring that the same youth who supported him in the 1967 movement would now back Vijay in 2026. Quote, "Just like me, an ordinary man who rose to be chief minister, you too have come up through hard work. That is why I call on you to lead," the AI-generated voice said. The video also sees the quote-unquote Annadurai endorsing Vijay's administration for social reformer E.V. Ramasamy Periyar and accusing today's DMK leadership of prioritizing dynastic politics over public welfare. Quote, "Those who continue the rule with my name and picture worked for their son's upliftment, not for the people's development," the AI voice claimed. The DMK responded quickly, condemning the video as manipulation of technology for political advantage. "This is a deepfake video and a cheap tactic for political gain," said party spokesman A. Sarvanan. "Using AI for social good is fine, but misusing it for politics, the people will see through it." The AI-generated Annadurai also made references to controversial issues such as the sale of alcohol and Hindi imposition, both sensitive topics in Tamil Nadu politics. He criticized political parties for treating voters like a flock and attacked the DMK for profiting from alcohol sales, despite Annadurai's historical stance favoring prohibition. While the video heavily criticized the DMK, it made no mention of the AIADMK, fueling speculation that Vijay may be leaving room for a future political alliance. The AIADMK, currently aligned with the Bharatiya Janata Party, had a bitter fallout over previous remarks regarding their targeting of iconic leaders like Annadurai and MGR. Vijay, who has frequently drawn comparisons between himself and leaders like Annadurai and MGR, has said he believes the 2026 election could reshape Tamil Nadu politics in the same way as the landmark polls of 1967 and 1977. The United Nations Independent International Commission of Inquiry, or COI, has accused Israel of committing acts of genocide in Gaza, saying the campaign is aimed at destroying Palestinians in the territory. The findings, as reported by news agency AFP, were published on Tuesday, nearly 2 years after the Israeli war on Gaza escalated following Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack in southern Israel. Quote, genocide is occurring in Gaza and is continuing to occur. The responsibility lies with the state of Israel, Commission Chair Navi Pillay told AFP. The COI, while not a legal body, has been investigating human rights violations in the occupied Palestinian territories. In its latest findings, it said Israeli forces have carried out 4 of the 5 acts defined as genocide under the 1948 Genocide Convention, including killings, causing serious harm, and creating conditions of life designed to destroy the population. According to the report, Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Isaac Herzog, and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, have all incited the commission of genocide. Pillay said there has been a failure by Israeli authorities to prevent or punish such incitement. The report also pointed to statements made by Israeli civilian and military figures as evidence that the alleged genocidal acts were carried out with intent. The war, now approaching its second year, has left nearly 65,000 people dead in Gaza, most of them women and children, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The United Nations finds these numbers credible. However, a recent study published in Lancet claimed the number could be in hundreds of thousands. Most of the population has been displaced, with the UN warning of famine in Gaza City. Pillay told AFP the commission has been sharing evidence with the International Criminal Court, ICC, claiming, "We've shared thousands of pieces of information with them." The international community cannot stay silent on the genocidal campaign launched by Israel against the Palestinian people in Gaza. The absence of action to stop it amounts to complicity. Israel has consistently rejected accusations of genocide and criticized the commission. The United Nations itself has not officially declared the situation a genocide, although some UN officials have warned of such a risk. In January 2024, the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to take steps to prevent genocide. 4 months later, the ICC issued arrest warrants for Netanyahu and Gallant over alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.